Afro-American Industrial and Benefits Association. Reverend J. Milton Waldron, pastor of Jacksonville's Bethel Baptist Church, positioned his church and community to run its own relief programs and to participate in the political system. Undaunted by the repression and oppression of the times, he summoned six visionary leaders and entrepreneurs to gather at his church on January 15, 1901. It was a slight 36 years after the end of slavery. They gathered to discuss ways to help give their people assistance in times of sickness and death. The unhealthy surroundings, poverty, and the absence of adequate relief in times of dire distress inspired the founding members to discuss ways and means of alleviating suffering. They were especially concerned with how to give care and treatment to the sick and provide burial assistance for the dead. After prayer and conversation, the men agreed to contribute $100 each to finance an insurance company. On April 1, 1901, the seven men chartered the Afro-American Industrial and Benefit Association, which would later become the Afro-American Insurance Company, the first Florida Insurance Company. The company was formed for the purposes of relieving the sick and providing for the respectable burial of the dead. The founders were Reverend J. Milton Waldron, A. W. Price, the first president, A. L. Lewis, treasurer, Reverend E. J. Gregg, Dr. Arthur Walls Smith, E. W. Latson, and James Franklin Valentine. These founders knew that white mortuaries would not touch a black body, and white insurance companies did not sell policies to black people. Because of their belief in thrift and industry, the founders chose the beehive as a symbol on the first issued policies, with the company's motto being, "A Relief in Distress." 1 month later, the city of Jacksonville went up in smoke, with most of downtown burning to the ground, including the new Afro-American Industrial and Benefit Association office located at 140 Ocean Street. Eartha Mary Magdalene White, the company clerk of the newly formed company, rescued the files out of the burning building and carried them safely to A.L. Lewis's home at 621 Florida Avenue. After the fire, Eartha White and treasurer A.L. Lewis kept the company going while the other founders took care of their congregations, patients, and other enterprises. Reverend Walton pleaded with Lewis to quit his job at the sawmill, and he did. Adding to Lewis's duties as treasurer, he became secretary and general manager of the company. The company grew rapidly in Jacksonville and soon afterward opened an additional office in Fernandina. In addition to insurance, the Afro, as it was known, also financed African-American home mortgages. In 1908, the Afro's capital stock was valued at $10,000. By 1910, the Afro constructed its first home office building at 105 Union Street. The company history notes this. Having accepted the position of general manager, Abraham Lincoln Lewis demonstrated undeniably the wonderful forces that had been concealed and lay dormant in the heart and soul of a humble sawmill laborer. The forces of magnetic leadership, commanding executive ability, instantaneous initiative, far-sighted vision, keen perspective, racial pride, patient endeavor, and indomitable power are but a few of the characteristics of this matchless leader. He was indeed a master builder.